Music, breathing of statues, perhaps stillness of pictures. You speech, where speeches end. You time, vertically poised on the courses of vanishing hearts. Feelings for what? Oh, you transformation of feelings into audible landscape. You stranger, music. Space that's outgrown us, heart space. Innermost us, transcendently surging away from us. Holiest parting, where what is within surrounds us, as practiced horizon, as other side of the air, pure, gigantic, no longer lived in. You're listening to The Underword on CICK 93.9. My name's Gavin Smith, and The Underword is a show that focuses on the relationship between poetry and music. And today's episode is about Rainer Maria Rilke. I'm going to be doing a bit of reading today from a book in front of me entitled Rilke, Every Man's Library Pocket Poets. And I don't actually know what kind of pants they had, because it's definitely not able to fit in my pocket, but it is inscribed in the inside from my mom from 2004, so thanks, Mom. Rilke was born in 1875 in Prague. He died in 1926. Wrote mostly in German, but also in French. All of the works that you'll be hearing today are translations. The poem that you heard to open there was called To Music, which was written by Rilke. And I looked around to try and find out if there was a particular piece of music that inspired that poem. I wasn't able to find anything. But in digging around, I did find a piece of music that I'm going to start with today, which was actually written by a friend of a friend of Rilke. But it was someone that Rilke himself never knew, a man named Paul Hindemith. And the piece was written in 1939, so after Rilke had already passed away. But the Library of Congress has a bit of a description of some of the work of Paul Hindemith, specifically called Six Chansons. And so according to the Library of Congress, they said, the text for Six Chansons came from a collection of poems written in French by the German poet Rainer Maria Rilke in 1924. Both Hindemith and Rilke were driven from Germany because of their opposition to war. With Hindemith's music having been condemned by the Nazis, Rilke left Germany in opposition to the First World War and settled in Valais, Switzerland. It was there that he would go on to write over 400 poems and also become acquainted with the Swiss musician Georges Haigny. While Hindemith and Rilke never met, it was Haigny who made Hindemith aware of these poems. And then 4 days after being introduced to Rilke's poetry while staying in Valais, Hindemith presented Haigny with the manuscript for Six Chansons. So we're going to listen to the second piece in that cycle of six songs, and it's called Un Cygne, or A Swan. This particular version is performed by the Netherlands Chamber Choir. So that was written by Paul Hindemith. That was Un Cygne, or a swan, inspired by Rainer Maria Rilke. And each of the six songs in six chansons was inspired by a particular poem of Rilke. And so the piece that we just listened to was based on the poem The Swan, which I'll read now. This laborious going on, bound and heavy through the still to-do, is like the unshaped walking of the swan, dying too, that no more hold providing by the ground we daily trusted to, is like his so unconfident subsiding into waters that receive him gently, and as though departed and contently, wave on wave retire from under him, while he, infinitely still and surely, ever kingler and more maturely, more composedly, condescends to swim. I'm going to turn now to one of the pieces from Sonnets to Orpheus. Does it exist, though, time the destroyer? When will it scatter the tower on the resting hill? This heart, the eternal god's internal enjoyer, when shall the demiurge ravish and spill? Are we really such tremblingly breakable things as destiny tries to pretend? Does childhood's promise, deep, unmistakable, down in the roots, then later end? Ah, mutability's specter, out through the simple acceptor, you like a vapor recede. We, though we wax but for waning, fill nonetheless for remaining, powers a celestial need. I'll read one more before we move on to the next song, and this piece is called Roman Sarcophagi. Why should we too, though, not anticipate, set down here and assigned our places thus, that only for a short time rage and hate and this bewildering will remain in us? As in the ornate sarcophagus, enclosed with images of gods, rings, glasses, trappings, there lay in slowly self-consuming wrappings, something being slowly decomposed, till swallowed by those unknown mouths at last, that never speak, where bides a brain that may yet trust the utterance of its thinking to them. Then from the ancient aqueducts there passed eternal water into them one day, that mirrors now, and moves and sparkles through them. So for our next song, we're going to move on to a band called Boy Genius, which some of you may have heard of. They just won a few Grammys this year for their album, The Record. Before we get there, the song we're going to play is called Letter to an Old Poet, which is a reference to, in English, one of the most famous pieces of work of Rilke, which is actually not poetry at all. It's called Letters to a Young Poet. And Letters to a Young Poet was not actually intended to be published by Rilke. It was a sort of a fortuitous series of letters that he sent to a young man about 15 years his junior named Franz Xaver Kappes. And it all came about, it turned out Kappes found out that he was in the same military academy where his one of his heroes, Rilke, had attended, and this teenager, Kappes, was, you know, experiencing feelings of conflict and being in this military academy and wanting to be a poet. And when he found out that Rilke went to the same school, he found Rilke's address and he wrote Rilke a letter asking for his advice. And it started a number of years of correspondence between the two, where Rilke gave sort of a series of, not really life advice, but sort of advice about how to access the deeper parts of the self and communicate that, and what it means to do that work as a way of life. So it's a really interesting set of letters that was published posthumously by Kappes. Boy Genius, the band, is composed of three main artists, Lucy Dacus, Julian Baker, and Phoebe Bridgers. Lucy Dacus has spoken at some length about being inspired by Letters to a Young Poet, and on their most recent album, The Record, the song Letter to an Old Poet was a deliberate nod to Rilke. So this is the song now.
I said, I think that you're special. You told me once that I'm selfish. And I kissed you hard in the dark, in the closet. You said my music is mellow, and maybe I'm just exhausted. You think you're a good person because you won't punch me in the stomach. And I love you.
That was Letter to an Old Poet by Boy Genius, inspired by Rilke. And I'm going to read another piece by Rilke now, and it's called Widening Circles. I live my life in widening circles that reach out across the world. I may not complete this last one, but I give myself to it. I circle around God, around the primordial tower. I've been circling for thousands of years, and I still don't know. Am I a falcon, a storm, or a great song? I'm turning now to a piece that's called Archaic Torso of Apollo, a reference to a sculpture, famously missing a head also. We cannot know his legendary head, with eyes like ripening fruit, and yet his torso is still suffused with brilliance from inside, like a lamp, in which his gaze, now turned to low, gleams in all its power. Otherwise the curved breast could not dazzle you so, nor could a smile run through the placid hips and thighs to that dark center where procreation flared. Otherwise this stone would seem defaced, beneath the translucent cascade of the shoulders, and would not glisten like a wild beast's fur, would not, from all the borders of itself, burst like a star. For here there is no place that does not see you. You must change your life. One of the things I really love about that piece is I feel like it really captures the that moment when you experience something that's so meaningful to you, whatever it is, whether it's music or art, or you see something that just catches you and it sort of makes you reevaluate your own place in the world and see things from a different perspective. Before we get to the next song, I'm going to do one more reading, and this one, I'm actually going to read it twice, two different translations, because, of course, all of this work that's being read in English has been translated. It's kind of important to note how the translation really affects what the piece is and how it's experienced, and so I'm going to read the version that I have in my little book here, and I'm going to read a second version from a different translator, the first version from the book. Silent friend of those far from us, feeling how your breath is still enlarging space, fill the somber belfry with your pealing. What consumes you now is growing apace. Stronger than the feeding strength it borrows, be as change will have you, shade or shine. Which has grieved you most of all your sorrows? Turn, if drinking's bitter, into wine. Be in this immeasurable night, at your senses' crossways magic cunning, be the sense of their mysterious tryst, and should earthliness forget you quite, murmur to the quiet earth, I'm running, tell the running water, I exist. I'm going to read, it's entitled Let This Darkness Be a Bell Tower. It's the same piece, this time translated by Joanna Macy. Quiet friend who has come so far, feel how your breathing makes more space around you. Let this darkness be a bell tower, and you the bell. As you ring, what batters you becomes your strength. Move back and forth into the change. What is it like, such intensity of pain? If the drink is bitter, turn yourself to wine. In this uncontainable night, be the mystery at the crossroads of your senses, the meaning discovered there. And if the world has ceased to hear you, say to the silent earth, I flow, to the rushing water speak, I am. So interesting, almost totally different. I could almost be convinced they were different poems, but they are from the same source material, different translators. So yeah, just interesting when reading something that's been translated. I'm going to move now to the next song. And I'm just going to play it. So this is a song by Oniotrix Point Never featuring The Weeknd. And I'm going to see if you can imagine how this might have been inspired by Rilke in some way. And when we get back, I'll tell you. It's a bit obscure, so you're probably not going to get it. Don't look it up.
You're the only one. You're the only monster for me. Not the absent one, but the missing for my own dream. I had it so good, I had it so good. Thank you.
And that was No Nightmares by Oniotrix Point Never, featuring The Weeknd. And I asked if you could try and imagine how that was connected to Rilke. I misled you a little bit. The song itself is not inspired by Rilke in any way. It's actually the music video, or the video. I don't know if people even say music video anymore. Anyways, the video for the song is inspired by Rilke. And so this is from Pitchfork, what they had to say about the video for No Nightmares. Dan Lopatkin, who is Oniotrix Point Never, initially sent me, being the filmmaker, initially sent the filmmaker an excerpt of Fear of the Inexplicable by Rilke as a prompt to start working on our idea of a debased animation. Abel Tesfaye, The Weeknd, and Dan traverse psychoanalytically charged scenarios and spaces that evoke a lurid mix of art and architectural references. So if you go online, you can find, it's a very weird video for No Nightmares, but it was inspired by Rilke. And I did look around for, they mentioned Fear of the Inexplicable by Rilke. I think it's actually a reference, it's not a poem, it's a reference to an excerpt from Letters to a Young Poet that I had mentioned before, and the excerpt that I found is this. Fear of the inexplicable has not only impoverished our inner lives, but also diminished relations between people. These have been dragged, so to speak, from the river of infinite possibilities and stuck on the dry bank where nothing happens. For it is not only sluggishness that makes human relations so unspeakably monotonous, it is the aversion to any new, unforeseen experience we are not sure we can handle. That's a bit of a bummer, Rilke, but anyways, that's what Rilke had to say in Letters to a Young Poet that inspired the video for that song by Oniotrix Point Never and The Weeknd. I'm going to do a couple more readings and then do one last song. This piece is called Stars Behind Olives. Dear love, who fail to read so much aright, lean back till in sheer leafage you can see the places that are stars. It may well be that earth's not really different from night. Look how within this self-forgotten bower the nearest and the nameless interweave. We are shown this not merely for an hour, offered what casual visitors receive. We've not, in all this sad perambulation, worn out the garden with the pain we brought. And hours surpassing all our expectation grope after us and walk with our support. I'm going to read now a piece called Gong. No longer for ears, sound, which, like a deeper ear, hears us, who only seem to be hearing, reversal of spaces, projection of innermost worlds into the open, temple before their birth, solution saturated with gods that are almost insoluble, gong. Sum of all silence, which acknowledges itself to itself, thunderous turning within, of what is struck dumb in itself, duration pressed from time passing, star reliquified, gong. You whom one never forgets, who gave birth to herself in loss, festival no longer grasped, wine on invisible lips, storm in the pillar that upholds, wanderer's plunge on the path, our treason to everything, gong. I'm going to turn now to our last song. This is by Shannon Hawley. And it's a piece called Mollusk and Slug Interlude. It's actually from an album where she does a number of different poets, including one called Rainer's Song. But this is an instrumental piece inspired by him, and I'll play it now.
Thank you.
been listening to The Underword with Gavin Smith on CICK 93.9. Thanks to one of our sponsors, the Community Radio Fund, and we'll see you all next time.